In Fallujah yesterday, two more U.S. Marines died and three were wounded when insurgents ambushed U.S. troops during a house-to-house search. Since the U.S. invasion there that began November 8th, over 50 Marines have been killed and 425 injured. The U.S. says some 1,200 insurgents have been killed. From member station KQED, Jason Margolis has the profile of one young Marine lost at Fallujah, Lance Corporal Jeremy Ailes from Gilroy, California.
This small town 30 miles south of San Jose is best known for the Gilroy Garlic Festival held each summer. Like many rural towns in America, nobody from here has died in battle since Vietnam. But on November 15th, 22-year-old Jeremy Ailes was killed in action in Fallujah. He was on his second tour in Iraq. His father, Joel Ailes, said his son never lost sight of the human side of his mission.
The first day he got over there, the first call we got was, "Mom and Dad, can you send some soccer balls over? Because the kids here call it football, and they like soccer balls." We got together 300 soccer balls, mailed them to him, and, you know, his platoon went around Fallujah, and they were swamped by the kids. They gave them as many soccer balls out as they could.
Back in Gilroy, Jeremy Ailes' high school friends were devastated by the news of his death. Just 3 years removed from high school, they said it seemed like just yesterday that Ailes was a carefree student, wearing his cowboy hat, listening to country music, and driving his 1976 Volkswagen Bug. His friend Rudy Ramirez said Ailes was the prankster in their group, always keeping people laughing and keeping spirits high.
All through high school, it didn't matter. You could be having the worst day, and you could just see that when you walk up, and he'll just put that grin on you, just like, oh. You don't know what's going to happen, or you don't know what to... But you knew something was going to happen, and then it just changed your day. He was just that type of person, just that much of a light out of anything.
Ailes' sense of humor helped the young Marine communicate with Iraqis. His best high school friend, Gino Oliveri, said Ailes would call home and tell his friends about how he was reaching out to Iraqis, even though they couldn't speak the same language.
He would still even make them laugh. He would tell us how they would often make faces at each other, and they would get a good laugh going, and they would even play soccer with each other often, and they would become friends. See, but there was just those few rebels out there that still didn't understand the Jeremy we knew.
Ailes' friend Daniel Navarro said Ailes wasn't there to fight. He was there to help. He had joined the Marines shortly after the September 11th terror attacks, motivated to protect his friends, family, and country.
He wasn't the kind of guy that had an enemy. I can't think of anybody that did not like him. And when I found out about this, for me to think him leaving this town, people that love him, to a war and somebody would kill him is unbelievable.
Still, according to Ailes' friend, Lizette Perales, Ailes told his friends over the phone that he had accepted the risks of being back in Iraq and even had some words he wanted to pass along.
He kind of opened up to me and told me, you know, if I were to die, then just let everyone know that I did this for everyone back home. So that's pretty much, I know he thought of us when he was there, and I know he wasn't just saying that just to say it. I know he really meant it, and I'm sure that when this happened, if he had time to think about it, he knew that he did it for a good cause, and he thought of all of us.
Jeremy Ailes is survived by his parents, Joel and Lena, and his three sisters, Janae, Jenny, and Leah. For NPR News, I'm Jason Margolis in Gilroy, California.